Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, let me see. Paul is on. Hello, Paul. No, hello.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. As in, I was going to say Paul Wonderful. Do you remember Paul Wonderful?
I was just saying, Dave, he doesn't sound very happy.
Who, that guy there?
No.
Singing his song. Keane, no. Somebody's child, lover. I'd say he's happy, all right. Yeah, they're doing well. They're good. What was I going to say to you? I have a story here, actually, Paul, about George Clooney. A handy man to have around the house, because look at him in the paper today. In an interview, well, it's in the AARP originally magazine, he discusses the things that he's been doing around the house that he shares with his wife and their three-year-old twins, like everybody else he's trying to keep busy these days. He said, I would stained the entire, is this describing you, I wonder? I would stained the entire interior, exterior, and all the furniture of the house, all of it. It was getting dingy, and I had buckets of stain, and I was like, well, what else am I going to do? It made me feel better. And I put chicken wire all around my dog yard. You don't have a dog yard, do you?
No, I don't, or a dog, or
okay.
Chicken wire.
Oh, well, then that's not to you.
Of wood stain. Oh,
okay, geez. I do a lot of sewing the kids' clothes and my wife's dress that tore a couple of times. And then he went on to say that he also spent time rewiring his assistant's sewing machine. I was a bachelor for a long time and didn't have any money, and you have to learn how to repair things. Crikey. And now he's going to do Buck Rogers, I believe, is he? Doesn't say that.
He there, is. He's involved in that. Yeah, the homespun George. Yeah, he was a bachelor for a long time. He wasn't poor for that long, though.
No, I suppose not, indeed. Yeah, but that's pretty good, all right. No question about it. Now, let me see. Paul Whittington is here from the Indo to talk new movies on whatever you see movies on these days. Certainly not cinemas. So, start away. What are you doing?
The Rental, Dave, kind of horror film, not your favourite genre, but it's
It can be when it's good. It's just that I think the biggest thing that comes out of sort of Hollywood, especially sort of B and C division little studios, it always seems to be like not very good horror movies. Yeah. So what's The Rental like?
Well, this would be sort of your B division horror film, but actually it's fine for a while and it's had some decent actors in it. You know the way we're all sort of dying to go anywhere at the moment? Well, they go to this kind of lovely house overlooking the Pacific shore. So I was in, like, I just wanted to go there with them. I didn't care what happened to them. And they are Charlie, who's played by Dan Stevens, who people remember from Downton Abbey. And he some sort of has come to specialise in B-horror lately. And Alison Brie, who you will know, Dave, from things like Mad Men and Glow and things like that. Mm. And she's great, normally. And so they are married, Charlie and Michelle, and they are going to this cabin with Charlie's brother Josh and his girlfriend Mina, who's a bit chippy. So they get there, they don't like the guy who's showing them around, they decide he's a racist. They've smuggled a dog in as well, which they're not supposed to have, but for a while everything's okay. They've bought some wine, they've bought some recreational drugs, there's a jacuzzi, so it's great. But things go wrong quite quickly. Charlie and Mina, who are not supposed to be together, get in the hot tub while drunk, which is never a good idea. And bad things happen beneath the bubbles. So that does that. And then they also then find out that they're being watched. There are these remote cameras in the showers all over the place. And one of those remote cameras has recorded something it shouldn't have. So there's all that. And something sinister is around, because, you know, weather and silence and all are used to indicate that bad things are going to happen, and so they eventually do.
The bad things happen. And is Alison Brie funny in all of this?
This is it. She's not, and she always normally is, but she's not given enough to do. She comes over as a bit of a harpy, to be perfectly honest, even though she's the person we should probably sympathise with most, because she's the least obnoxious. But in these kind of horror films, they're all vaguely obnoxious, so that you'll be okay with what's going to happen to them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And stuff does happen. But actually, how often have we said this, Dave, but the ending of it, the denouement or whatever, is the worst bit of it, and it's not satisfying. But for the first hour, it builds very nicely. So
okay,
it's not
it builds
bad
very
watch.
Nicely. But to be blunt, what you're saying is The Rental is just another horror movie.
Yeah, it kind of is, and it mightn't have been. I just think they didn't give quite enough thought to what was going to happen at the end, you know. And it's nicely shot and everything, but a bit of a waste of an idea, I think.
Okay, that's The Rental. What else is there?
There is Assassins, which people will remember that footage from the airport when Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-un's brother, the North Korean dictator.
Oh, yeah, the two women kind of stuck him with an umbrella or something. No.
Well, they didn't.
Sorry, I'll start that again.
No, I know what you mean.
The two women were stoolies, they were patsies, and they didn't realise they were killing him.
Exactly, that's the thing, and that's the sort of tragedy of this. And it's Assassins, it's called, and it's on iFi at Home, I think, and it's also on iTunes and etc. And it's sort of a sad story because this pair, one of them, the girls, one of them was from Indonesia, the other from Vietnam. And basically they were conned into doing this, thinking that it was a TV prank. And they both wanted to be actresses. They thought this was their big break. In a way it was. They're famous now. But so they thought they were rubbing, I don't know, something harmless on this
face.
Did
they think it was a kind of a candid camera TV show, wasn't it?
They did.
Something? Yeah, that's
they
right,
did.
Yeah.
They did. And of course,
sorry, wait a minute. What is this? Is this a documentary or a drama?
It's a documentary, and it's very well done in the sense that it really, you know, tells their story. And they were then scapegoated, the pair of them, but they obviously were completely innocent of what was going on. And it's also interesting about Kim Jong-un, because he was thought of when he took over first, nobody rated him. They thought he was a softie. He'd lived in Switzerland, you know, he's fond of the high life, but he's ruthless, and this documentary.
So what are you telling me, that this documentary is saying that these two women were completely 100% duped into killing Kim Jong-un's brother, and he's the one behind it all?
Yeah, well, nobody, so far as I know, has actually proved that, but it seems highly likely, because your man, his older brother, he'd been out for a while. He was in exile, and he'd made vague noises about reform, and he'd become something of a pain in the neck. So, you know, motive.
Mm, yeah, indeed. Okay, and is it good?
Oh, it's very good. Yeah.
All right, okay. That's very Assassins. Good. It's on iTunes and Sky and Prime and all that kind of stuff.
And IFI at Home, yeah.
Yeah, and also Amazon Prime earlier for the rental. So what's the other one? Any other movie?
Yeah, I thought this was very good. It's another documentary, Dave. It's IFI at Home, again, also the BFI player, but IFI at Home is the one most people would use here. And it's called The Capote Tapes. And it's based...
Oh, that's right, the Truman Capote story, yeah.
Yeah, you remember who George Plimpton was, I think, Dave. He was a sort of very... sort of posh East Coast journalist, and he wrote about a lot of things. Mm. He was very well gotten. He was kind of a society person.
And after he's done an awful lot on Truman, hasn't he? With Truman
did.
Capote, in terms of interviews and all the rest. Yeah.
He wrote a nice book,
Truman Capote, was he?
Well, not if you listen to Gore Vidal, whose opinion is not sought out posthumously in this. But I think he was. I think he could be rather difficult. This is based... George Plimpton wrote a book about 3 years after Capote died in 1984. He was about 59, I think. He interviewed a lot of people who knew him, you know, including Norman Mailer and people like that. So this documentary uses those voices to pull together this very interesting sort of film about the last chapter of Capote's life, where he was going to write this book called Answered Prayers. He was very in with the Park Avenue set, and quite close to some of the people like Babe Paley and so on. But this book was going to be a kind of a Marcel Proust type expose of the lives, the empty lives of the Vanderbilts and the Paleys and so forth. But he never finished it, or was lost. I suspect he never finished it, because he spent more time in nightclubs drinking and et cetera than he did writing in the latter years of his life. But it's all about who he knew and what he was trying to do. And he became he was very often with chat shows, and he was very amusing, and he was a wit. But the idea is that his talent was being squandered, because he did have a talent.
Right, and he was loving it too much, the high society in New York, wasn't he? That was the whole
loved
story.
Loved it.
And any Audrey Hepburn or anything in it?
There are clips, gratuitous clips of Breakfast at Tiffany's, a film he did not like, obviously, because it softened very much that, like, she was a prostitute in the book, and that was kind of
Was Audrey Hepburn seen
film.
To be miscast in that by some people?
I mean, it depends who you talk to, because I mean, I think she was good in it, and as a film, if you know nothing about the book, it was perfectly all right. But the bigger problem was not so much her, maybe because she wasn't sort of tough enough, didn't look tough enough, but also the happy ending, which Capote was incensed by.
And do you think Capote made his name more with Breakfast at Tiffany's or in Cold Blood?
Both of them. Breakfast at Tiffany's was a big thing, and then in Cold Blood was a huge sort of literary sensation. He called it his non-fiction novel, which is of course nonsense. It just was non-fiction, but it was very well written. The general idea, you'll remember those two biopics that were made of him about 14 years ago. Well, their thesis was that destroyed him, that In Cold Blood thing, getting close to the killer, and also the implication that he wanted them to get executed because it would be the perfect end for his book, which is rather chilling. He always denied that. But I think after that, before In Cold Blood and after, he was two very different people.
All right, okay. Well, The Rental is on Amazon Prime, and if you're looking for a horror movie, that could be the better one this week. There's so many. Assassins, definitely. iTunes, Sky, Prime, etc. And also The Capote Tapes. I definitely want to see that. That's IFI at Home, BFI Player, and Curzon as well. Yeah. Anything else to tell me? Any gossip? Any Hollywood thing?
Well, no, not so much. I mean, I you know, when you talk to people, everybody's saying, oh, well, you know, whatever, won't be coming out till April, whatever, won't be coming out till May. You know, the festival this year is going to be totally virtual. No, not really. I've been watching, which I missed the first time. You probably saw it, Dave, Quiz, which is on the OT Player.
The four-part series, I did, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, there's so much in it I didn't realise. I didn't know there was a whole kind of cabal of people who spend 12 hours a day meeting about quizzes and all that. And every second Tom, Dick and Harry from the meeting was on the programme.
I know,
how that actually works out.
Crazy.
Which, yeah, it was pretty good, all right.
But
yeah,
it's good. And I also tried Lupin, which everybody's talking about. Watch the first. People are loving it. I watched the first one and I found it a bit silly, but maybe it gets better.
By the way, Quiz, just in case you're wondering, is your man, the Major, coughing or not coughing, being coughed at, on the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire programme with the big scandal, and they never got the money in the end. Yeah. Have you been following the Kerry Mulligan Variety magazine story?
Yeah, I have, and I have to say, I don't know what you think about it, but my sympathy...
I'm violently on the side of the critic, and I just think that poor old Kerry just made a bit of a mistake. Just shut up and move on.
Yeah, but everybody's jumped on her, and I think she's great, and she's a great actor.
I think she's fantastic.
Every time I see her on
I think she picked up the wrong end of the stick there, though, I really do, you know, just...
Well, yeah, I suppose the only problem is there's a sort of legacy issue with all this, but the writer himself, I don't think it's neither here nor there, but I think he's a gay man in the 60s.
He's gay and I think it's fine. No, he didn't intend anything. Yeah. It's ridiculous, carry on. Anyway, I think everybody should move on, that's fine. Have you seen the movie, by the way, which I have seen?
I haven't actually, no.
Okay, I can see his point. Anyway, listen, I'll let you go. And he wasn't... listen, I'm not going to get into it here. I'm just not. Paul, good luck. Take it
easy.
Thanks a million. Good luck.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.